Continuing with our series on awesome women, today we will look at Yuqabit, the mother of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, better known as Umma Musa. See, she lived at a time when Fir'aun, who was a transgressor and a wicked ruler, oppressed his people. He slaughtered the male children of his nation. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 49, Allah says, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّهُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. He subjected you to severe torment. He killed your sons and he spared your women. In Surah Al-Qasas, we have the story again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the same thing. This is in Ayah 4, when he says, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّهُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Indeed, Fir'aun exalted himself in the land, made its people into parties. He weakened one party from amongst them, slaughtered their sons, and let their women live. Surely he was one of the mischief makers. The father of Prophet Musa is Imran, and he was a guard in Fir'aun's palace. Yuqabit, while sparing Musa, did not show signs of pregnancy. When he was born, she tried to hide him. She kept him for 3 months, but she was really, really worried, and she was scared for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Ayah 7 of Surah Al-Qasas, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. And when we revealed to the mother of Musa, أَنَّ أَرَضِيَحِ, she says, look, nurse him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَعَلْكِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. She said, he says, nurse her, and when you fear for him, put him into the river. Don't fear, don't grieve. إِنَّ رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will bring him back to you, and we will make him one of the prophets. So Yuqabit goes to Kharbil, who is the carpenter, and asks him to make a box for her. The carpenter came to know what the box was for, because she said she wanted to put a baby in it. And he went to Fir'aun's palace to inform him of the event. But he couldn't speak. Upon returning, he could speak again. And immediately he knew this was a sign of Allah. So he made the box at once and gave it to Yuqabit. She lined the box with tar to make it waterproof, put her baby in it, fastened it tightly, and threw it into the river. Her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was exemplary. Now, Fir'aun's wife at that time, Asya, whom we will talk about, saw the box. And she lifted the box out of the water. When she opened it and she saw the baby, she said, Musa, which means taken out of water. When she takes the baby to Fir'aun, he wants to kill her. But Asya dissuades him from doing that. Meanwhile, can you imagine the heart of Umm Musa? Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُعَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. The heart of Umm Musa was free from anxiety. إِنْ قَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And she would have almost said this, disclosed it, had we not strengthened her heart so that she might be of the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens her heart for this. But this is her child. Look what she does. Ayah 11. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُسِّيهِ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنْبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And she said to Musa's sister, that means her daughter, her name's Umm Kulthum, she says, follow him. And so the sister watched him from a distance, and they did not perceive. So how did the baby come back? Well, the baby refused to be nursed by anyone, to take milk from anyone. And it is Prophet Musa's sister who goes up and says, look, I think I know someone who will be able to nurse this child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in Ayah 12. He says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاسِهُونَ. We ordained that he refused to be nursed by any foster mother. So the sister said, shall I point to you the people of a house who will take care for him for you, and they will be benevolent to him. And this is how Yuqabit gets back her baby. Allah in Ayah 13 of Surah Al-Qasas says, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. We gave him back to his mother. كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن ولتعلم أن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. So he gave him back to his mother that her eye may be refreshed and that she might not grieve and that she might know that the promise of Allah is true, but most of them do not know. She is an awesome personality with a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that she would get her child back. And the verses of Quran make clear that Allah tests the devotion of Musa or Yuqabid, and in return for her patience, her submission and her strength of character, he arranges events so that she can take care of him. And he makes this event a cause for Prophet Musa alayhi salam, who would one day assume such great responsibilities in Egypt and fight to free the Banu Israel from the oppression of Fir'aun, to be brought up in his palace in close proximity to him. Inshallah, we will continue with awesome women.